Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. What a day. Not only is Trish Gazelle here for the whole show, or, you know, most of it, Sue Thomas is here. Same time.
It's like Hi.
Old times. This is great.
Sue it, too.
I feel like making Mark Close wear one of your pants.
Oh, my gosh. Remember that? That was almost embarrassing that he could fit into them. He looked good in them. They were like Jiggins.
Yeah,
and they were stretchy. I just want everyone to know.
What is the word you used? They were what?
Jiggins.
They were like jeans, but leggings.
Oh.
Catch up,
like
Kevin.
It's like jorts. I get it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I haven't asked her in a while, but for a good while there, Rach really regretted not looking at Mark's bare butt.
Regretted?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Did she say so?
She said so. Yeah. She may have gotten used to it. It was just so striking.
I did not see it.
Oh,
I did
my
not either.
God.
Like, good looking?
Yes. It was, okay, first of all, he has no butt. And so we've always made fun of him for that. Like, how do you poop? And so then I finally said, I want to see it. And he goes, okay. And he pulled his pants down. And Rach turned around, her loss. And it looked like two bright white ostrich eggs. It looked like a young Korean boy. It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen.
One of his best features.
Yes. Were you in on that?
Oh, yeah.
So he seems less impressed.
Yeah, Jesse, Andrew's not exactly.
Is your memory
thrilled.
Different than mine?
I've just seen a lot. No, I've just seen a lot more old man butts. So I was.
Wait. Okay. Let's get into that now.
I was
what?
Like, this is a whole lot of. Nothing.
Why are you seeing a lot of butts?
No, I'm kidding. I just. I. You know. You've seen one. You've seen them all. So I was like, yeah.
Well, this is coming from Andrew, who, as we recall, in high school, was envied for his butt.
That's true.
Yeah. I did not know that.
So there might be a little competition there.
That's true.
There.
I had quite the butt. It's just the problem is everything else grew and that one didn't. So then everything.
It all caught up to your butt.
It all caught up to the butt. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So you're kind of the big dumper back then?
I did, yeah. And I guess I still do. It's just, again, everything else is big now, too. So.
Yeah. Sue, were you on the show back when we talked about more Drake? The guy that had the second face on the back of his head.
I don't think so.
Was that a real thing?
Yeah.
You're talking like 2007.
Yeah.
That was like.
Like what? Like a mouth and a
Kev,
nose?
Do you know more Drake?
I do not.
Please Google.
All right.
So the ladies can see. Yeah. So more Drake was this dude, and he had another face on the back of his head. And he said that the face would sometimes keep him up at night by weeping.
I'm not getting it. I'm getting actual Drake with his facial expression.
You're getting, no, so it's M-O-R-D-R-A-K-E.
Oh, okay.
Not more. space.
His name was Drake. It's actually just D-A-K-E, so it's Edward Mordake. I just found this out on the go. I don't know. I just Googled it, and it came up.
M-O-R-D-R-A-K.
Wait, hold on.
M-O-R-D-R-A-K-E.
Hold on.
Oh, that's real?
Hold on a second. So this story says he's the subject of an urban legend, but what does that mean?
Okay, good. It's an urban legend.
No, I mean, it's real.
There's a picture of it.
It's like Voldemort.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, kind
of. So
a second face attached to the back of his head.
According to the legend,
I had never heard about this.
Drink it in. The legend of Mordrake.
So was this like a scary story that like you would tell when you were little or something? Like how...
No, I didn't meet Edward until like 2006.
How did it come up?
This is one of those like, you know, oh, fascinating science type stories. It's not really meant to be like a horror story. Yeah. It's just more of like, hey, you ever hear about that, you know, weird, creepy.
So this would be like making fun of a Siamese twin kind of thing?
No, I don't think so.
It says, according to legend, the face could whisper, laugh, or cry.
I think that's the part that's in dispute.
I could not hate this more.
I think that's the part that's in dispute.
Like, I would just cry.
Not that he didn't have it, but that
I would
didn't
sit
talk.
Down and cry if that happened in front of me. Like, what's
if your
up?
Face on the back of your head cried?
And if I ran into a person like that and the back of his head was laughing, whispering, or crying.
Yes.
That would be a problem.
This is where I die. Just do it now. And
what
get it
if,
over with.
In your younger years, you had met Edward and he was beautiful and a billionaire? And you really got to know him and you really liked him. And then, like, maybe third date time, he goes,
he turned around.
Let me just introduce you to little Drakey.
I don't know. That's
you,
so
you heard some soft weeping.
That's how much
tough.
Money?
Billions.
I maybe could do it. Maybe.
What if you had to give equal time to the little face?
I would just, no. I'd just be like,
you couldn't make out the little face?
You can never walk in front of me.
What if the little face was the one that had all the money?
Boom.
Yeah. Oh, what if it turned out? What if Edward was broke, but
it's the same person.
Lil Face had all the money. No. They're two different people, right? Wouldn't you?
No.
You consider
the same
them
person.
Two different people?
No. Like one can't go to one job and the other one go to another job.
Right.
Well, Siamese twins.
That's
are
a
two
solid point.
People.
What about that? Are the Siamese twins? They have different credit
two,
scores and everything.
Yeah, two different people. Two.
Probably the most offensive things. Thing I've ever said.
No, it's totally, I mean, I think that's a valid question, but no, as someone who's done the research, they're two different, like,
I wonder
totally
how
distinct.
Many Siamese twin sets there are.
Those famous,
14.
Ripped.
Those famous, like, women that are Siamese twins, one of them is married to a man, or at least was, I think, maybe they might have split up, which, shocking.
So to speak.
Married to like a man, and then of course the other one was not then also married to that
man. I think the correct term is conjoined twins, just so we all know.
Oh, that's probably
I think
better.
That's the least of our problems right now. Yeah, was it Chang and Ang who were the famous ones that were always on the Guinness Book of World Records? I think they were both married
perhaps.
As well.
Okay, yeah, but like to different people, which is like, how's that work?
I mean, I think you know exactly how it works.
Mm-hmm. It's probably a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's Little Face Wednesday. Yeah, Dave Hines says, what if the little face was a better kisser?
I don't know, guys. These are hard questions on a Friday. I can't possibly
like,
come up
back
with
to me
answers
this on
for
Monday.
You. Yeah, let me think and sit with this for a while. Just in case
it's probably
it
not
going to
come up in your life, but you know.
You never know.
You do never know.
I feel like the name Mordrake came up in a game, and I didn't have a clue what it was. And it was one of those games where you're supposed to guess the other word, and Andrew was giving it his all, trying to get me to know, guess Mordrake. And I got nothing. And you're saying, like,
that.
Excess duck and all kinds of stuff. I got nothing.
Excess duck. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see the story of the hiker that got impaled on his walking pole?
Oh, no.
Yeah. He's way the hell up on a mountain.
Yeah.
And he tripped, and you can Google if you want, Trish. The pole went through his body.
No.
And he had to hike all the way back down.
And he's alive?
He's alive.
Yes. Do you know why he hiked all the way back down?
No.
Because he didn't want to pay for the helicopter to come get him. I'm not even kidding you. That's the story I saw, is that he walked 10 miles so that he wouldn't have to pay for a helicopter to come get him. I don't know if that's true. I saw that headline and I read part of the story, and that's what I saw.
Mm.
I don't feel like I'd be messing around at that point. I'd be like, take it. What is it?
Yes.
I'll write the check.
Yeah.
Here you go. No, look, this is the story. It's, he hiked 10 miles back to the trailhead with the pole still lodged in his body, fearing the cost of a helicopter rescue.
Mm. Wow. Must be expensive.
So he walked 6 hours rather than pay for the...
You have to, like, he had to have some sort of knowledge that this was not that serious then.
He was a nurse.
Oh, so he knew, all right, I can operate and function.
Well, that makes more sense.
He'd impaled himself many times.
Something he does every week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez. That thing is...
I don't want to see
through
it.
And
it's in there.
It's through and through, man.
La, 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 la.
Damn.
Has the SpaceX thing crashed into the moon yet? Does anyone know? You guys hip to this?
No.
What is this now?
There's a 5-story rocket or piece of a SpaceX rocket that Musk fired up into space, and it's just been kind of hanging out. And it is momentarily, tomorrow, this weekend, going to hit the surface of the moon going 5,400 miles per hour.
What's supposed to happen? Do they know?
No, we're all kind of, the scientists are watching and, you know, going to do experiments and see what happens.
Ooh, it could be visible from Earth.
There's no one scared? Oh. Like, what
they don't
may
seem
happen?
Scared. No, they don't seem like it's going
to... Supposed to be next week, according to the New York Post.
Be a sci-fi movie or anything like that. Mm.
It seems odd. Don't we have a lot of space junk?
Tons.
That more stuff isn't hitting more stuff that we know
I guess
about?
I mean, I'm not trying space to be a smart junk. Ass, but I guess
five
just
stories.
Space. It's just much space out there. But no, if you see those renditions of, like, even just the satellites...
Yes, they're everywhere.
Yeah. I saw forget who it was. It wasn't Neil deGrasse Tyson, but it was one of those scientists that you'll see like on videos and stuff. It might have been Brian Cox, but it might not have been. I don't know. But he was explaining the reason you know stuff's not running into it. It's like asking why airplanes aren't running into each other all the time. Like there's thousands
air
and
controller?
Thousands of them, but they're also like so far apart mostly. Like so, it's so much space. Like for it to even be a collision problem, there just isn't. There's so much space between them, even that because we can't fathom how much room that actually
there is.
Like he said, if you drive in a city, you're actually in a way more crowded situation on the highway with your cars than you would ever be in space with the stuff that's up
there.
I'm
sorry, I'm only reading a headline and I'm too stupid to figure this out, but why would they be warning local water systems about it?
Got me.
About what?
About the, unless this is a headline about something else, which would be awesome.
About hitting the moon? The rocket hitting the moon?
Yeah, maybe it's about something else, sorry. Forget it. I don't know. I'm just a sit-in.
I'm not officially on the show.
No. Nope. Don't take anything I say as truth.
Speaking of some space stuff, people born in 1957, 1968, 1979, 1989, 2000, and 2013 will live an average of 5 years less than other people.
Mm. Why?
Thanks to peaks in solar activity those years. Apparently, the UV radiation from the solar rays affects growth during pregnancy.
Wow.
People
that's
born
weird.
During 1954, 1964, which is me, 76, 86, 96, and 2008 should live 5 years longer because of low solar activity.
Huh.
You got 5 years.
Yeah.
Plus five.
That's great. It's not.
Good. And then you got the hot dog discount, so probably knock two off that, right?
Hot dog discount.
Do you routinely or often think about when your time is up? Like, I just thought about it the other day, and I was like, I can't, I can spend about 2 minutes on it, and then I got to stop.
What does it do to you?
I think about all the things that I should do so the people that are left will know where my stuff is or whatever, like that kind of thing. Then I'm like, how's it going to be? Am I going to know right away? You know, is it going to happen right away?
You sound like a pirate.
Yeah.
They got to know where to find all my buried treasure.
Does it make you want to put together one of those videos like, hey, if you're watching this, I'm dead.
Kind of. Or a notebook.
Yeah. Ooh.
Like, you know.
But that's not a bad idea,
I actually thought
Trish.
About like writing down... like accounts or passwords, then I'm like, no, but then what if somebody breaks in and finds my notebook?
Right.
Then they'll know all my passwords. So it really screwed me
up,
and I had to stop thinking
about it. You get one of those dead drop accounts where if you don't press in your code once a month, then at the end of that, it gets sent out to your family.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
You're all getting that email a month later. I'm not remembering. I'm not remembering to do that.
You could get a safe deposit box, I suppose. Do people still do that?
Yeah. I've always wanted to do that.
You know, and have the key.
Go in the fancy room.
They pull out the little
the
thing.
The white gloves, and they're like, would you like me to stay in the room? No, please. You have to leave so you don't see what's in nice.
Yeah, my mom and dad had one of those. That always intrigued me.
Yes. What's in there? And what was in there?
Sex toys. Oh.
Why do I ask?
That's so weird. That's so weird.
Remember the smell of Banks?
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a thing.
I know.
Those two things weren't related.
I know.
What? Okay, fine. But yes.
Especially the safety deposit room.
I was so happy you said Banks.
Remember the smell of that box when you opened it? After those have been sitting in there?
Oh.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine, in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX 224. Sue Thomas is here. Trish Gazelle is here. Bernie Miklas will join us at the other side of the bottom of the hour break. Kev, you have it nailed why Trump's approval rating is low?
Yeah. It's the economy, stupid. Right? I mean, I keep seeing these analyses, and people are like, ooh, the tide is changing. People are getting... The economy sucks, so you're going to get mad at whoever's in charge. Like, I don't get this. This has been going on. Who was it? Was the first time? Was that Reagan that people said that?
Probably.
Like, forget all your policies and all that. It's the economy, stupid. People like you when they're doing well, and when people are struggling, they're going to blame you. And I just, to me, it's more of a point of people always trying to read more into something than is there. Right? Like, I don't think it signals any kind of giant political sway. You got an unpopular war, and the economy sucks. Food's expensive. Gas is expensive. People are not happy about those things. And I think, what is it now? What did we end up looking at? What percentage of people actually even have stock? It's less. I think it's less than 50%.
And I don't know what it used to be. Are you saying that's a drop?
What's that?
50%?
I don't know.
Yeah. And by the way, the internet says it's James Carville who said that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Way back, but he said that way back when he was
Bill
a young
Clinton.
Dude. For, under
when,
Clinton. There
Clinton.
You go. There you go.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago. And I've always thought that was, it's just a catchphrase. But in reality, what do most of us deal with on a day-to-day basis?
Sexual confusion. I thought you wanted a real answer.
Our money, right? Do you have enough to retire soon enough when you want to retire? Do you have enough to go on vacation? Do you get to drive the cars you want? Do you have the house? Like, it's always that. That's always at the core of, like, your day-to-day life. So if you want to know if people are unhappy, it's typically that.
Now, there is good news in the administration. Did you guys see that RFK is going to have his own cooking show?
I saw that.
No way, really?
Is he going to cook liver for us?
I think so. That's
what
we should be eating.
Again?
Yeah.
I'm not going to
eat. Well, you know, if beef's too expensive for you, well, I'm sorry, if beef's too expensive for you, I can't stand that guy because this is this wealthy, privileged guy from a rich family who sits there and tells everyone else if it's too expensive to eat the crappy stuff that nobody wants. Why don't you tell me to eat dog food, too, while you're at it?
I just don't understand. Like, don't you have other things to do than doing a cooking show? Like, that just seems like we don't need that. Like, we have enough.
Running the country must be easier than
we
think.
I know, man. It's like,
yeah,
God.
Yeah, especially when you're not really doing anything.
They're so clueless. And it's not, and I'm not specifying one particular party, but, like, people cannot buy groceries right now. How about let's figure that out, and then you can do your cooking show when everything's great.
Yeah, please. All of it. Do your job. Don't. By the way, don't beg off and leave early if you're in Congress. Get stuff done.
They should not be able to leave
until
they figure it out.
They should be forced to bring Mitch McConnell back to life.
How about that picture? Did you already talk about that?
No. The second one?
Wait, it was when she was sitting behind him, kind of. Yeah. It looked like a prom photo.
Stepbrothers, yeah.
I mean.
He's never looked better.
Yeah.
He looks 15 years younger.
Cameras and videos and stuff can do all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can do a quick little AI edit, too.
Mm-hmm.
Clean that up.
All right, we have Bernie Miklas coming up at the other side of this break. We have the trade deadline happening on Monday, so lots to talk about there. Thanks for being with us. Happy Friday, DGS and KMOX. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. It is a star-studded day here in the KMOX studio. Not only do we have our usual cast members, minus Rach, but we have Sue Thomas from 97.1, and we have Trish Gazelle sitting in with us, and now Bernie Miklas joins us. Bern, don't be intimidated.
No. Oh, man. I just hope I rise to the level of the guest power you have in there. Yep.
So this is a really important Bernie segment because we will talk on Monday before the trade deadline, but it'll be right at the nut cutting time. So I'm going to back out of this and I'm going to let you and Wheels take it over and just talk us through.
Yeah. Well, I'd be stunned if, I mean, like, totally floored if Dustin May isn't traded. He should be traded, and I think there's going to be really good interest in him. There's some of his underlying stats have just been phenomenal. So whoever trades for him is going to get a really good pitcher. But he's a rental, which would lower what the Cardinals could get for him in return. So I would assume a couple of relievers will go. I'm not buying into the Von Herrera stuff because there's a shortage of right-handed hitters in the major leagues. The Cardinals are particularly bad against left-handed pitching. Herrera is outstanding against left-handed pitching. I don't see it. Lars Nootbaar should be traded. I mean, I don't know if he will be, but I did some numbers on this today, and really, since the start of the 2023 season, he's an average hitter and a slightly above average fielder, and he's missed a lot of games. So I'm not quite sure what the allure would be where it's like, oh, no, we can't trade him. And he's also going to be a free agent at the, you know, after next season. So with all due respect to Newt, I don't understand the fuss that some are making over him as if he's a guy you just can't trade or something. He's an average baseball player who gets hurt a lot. Sorry, he is. That's a fact.
Yeah, and I think what it would take there, Bern, is finding another team that is very much about the under-the-hood numbers.
Sure.
And more than that, because there are teams that just love those things more than others, right? Every team, it's a spectrum of 30, and, you know, one can be at the very top and love batted ball metrics. The others will want to balance. Others will say, look, just show me the real results, because that's all that's going to win games for us. So if you find one of those teams that's kind of analytically minded and they can look at his, because there's a lot of red on his StatCast page, and it just, for some reason in his career, he's always been better with the underlying stuff than the results. And I sometimes wonder, and Matt Pauly and I were talking about this the other day, Bern. We wonder if it's a little bit that he's too patient. He doesn't get aggressive enough in a 3-1 count with the bases loaded, for example. And then you wind up getting called out looking because, well, it wasn't perfect.
No, I think that's a great theory because I agree with it. I really do. So my only concern, because I think the Cardinals would really miss an opportunity by not trading him, my concern would be that Chaim Bloom is one of those under-the-hood StatCast guys,
right? Yeah.
I Listen, I use Statcast a lot. I look at it a lot. I think there's a lot of value there. But at some point, especially we're talking about, all right, Newt had a really good 2022, but he's been really average since then.
Yep.
And you know, at some point, you know, and I'd like to think when it comes to the metrics, I'm pretty advanced and I like that stuff. But at some point, and this is now 3.5 years since he's been an above average player, the Statcast stuff actually has to translate into real statistics. Mm-hmm. And it just hasn't happened with him.
Right. It's the difference between potential and results. I mean, like we talk about with kids, right? There's
sure
potential, but then there's also performance, and that's what's going together there.
Wheels, do you anticipate any surprises?
I don't. I think it'll be a conservative deadline. I mean, I think they'll trade the guys you listed. Anybody that's a free agent is going to go. I'd be shocked if Stanek doesn't go. I'd be shocked if Romero doesn't go, and I'd be shocked if May doesn't go. It wouldn't be the, like, it wouldn't blow me away if they listened on Newt or Herrera or Burley. But to me, for Newt's a separate category. Like, there's three categories. There's the pending free agents, there's Newt, and then there's the other guys. Because the other guys with team control that you could really see being a part of the next good team are going to be a lot harder to trade. You need to get a godfather offer to even listen on those, right? I mean,
that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you get the godfather offer where, all right, somebody offers you this for Ivan Herrera, you can kind of look ahead and go, okay, well, Bernal and Rodriguez are going to be up soon and we can invest this. And we don't know what else you'd get, right? If you were going to get some close to major league ready guys, maybe somebody who can play third base, you can start to think a little bit where the pieces fit better, even if the player isn't necessarily immediately better. Because that's the hard part of the puzzle right now, right, Bern? I mean, you have so much clustered at catcher and first base and DH. You get that mess that they've got. I don't want to say a mess because it's a good mix of players, but you've got to sort that out at some point because you won't have room for everybody, and most of them can't play anywhere else.
Yeah, and there's I think The Athletic had some informed speculation that, you know, maybe Jimmy Crooks is the one that's going to go. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. You know, we'll have to wait and see. I'm sorry, I'm stammering. It's one of those days. It's a situation where my expectations are down, I guess. I mean, I don't expect real big blockbuster. But I hate to be the dog that's got the bone and won't let go. But since the start of the 2023 season, among players have 1,500 plate appearances. Lars Nootbaar is 135th in homers, 125th in doubles, 142nd in extra base hits. He's got a good on base percentage, but he is in terms of his batting average, he's 105th in terms of his slugging percentage. He's 103rd. I'm sorry. Does that sound like a guy where you're like, oh, no, we can't possibly trade him?
Yeah.
Does that sound like a guy?
No, it doesn't.
Those numbers?
Like, doesn't sound like somebody you're going to get a whole lot for, which is what I think is interesting, too, because I think people need to kind of tune their expectations down a little bit for what kind of return, even for Dustin May.
Can I tell you what the truth is here? You guys are talking around it. You two are too smart. Here's the thing with Newt. I love Newt. You know why I love Newt? Because he's a good dude, a good-looking guy, and you love going, Newt! Yes. If his name was Barry Gibb, no one would care half as much. Newt is like Ringo. He's a personality, and therefore the common fan, not the knowledgeable fan like you guys, the common fan like me goes, I love this guy.
Like Newt a lot.
His name is Newt.
You know, do you like the funny stuff more than you like winning a World Series?
Yeah.
I'm the wrong guy to ask. I'll always go for the joke.
Yeah, I mean, I also really like that, especially when a team's struggling and runs are extremely hard to come by and you really can't give up many runs. I also really love a right fielder who actually pays attention and doesn't forget how many outs there are.
But like what you just said, Kevin, you just said you don't know what you're going to get in return. So if you're not going to get something, you know, that much greater, right?
Well, the thing
that
is,
much greater, that was not.
The problem is that there
are greater.
The problem is there are multiple benefits to a team, right? So it's the players you get back. Then it's also the money that you're not going to spend on that player that you can spend on other players. And it's the spot in the lineup where a younger guy can now take that spot where it's a kind of an older player closer to free agency that takes it. But to your point, that's not an inaccurate way to look at it. Like, you may not be getting anything that gets you excited And that's why I say I think fans probably need to calm down, because I don't know if you see it the same way as I do, Byrne, but I think what you got from Boston in the offseason for Sonny Gray or Contreras is going to be much more than what you'll get from Dustin May now. I think those deals, because you're getting they're getting a full year at least out of each guy. Contreras, mm-hmm. they're getting multiple years out of him.
Right.
And you got a good, nice package of like of talented players that are close and a couple guys that are a little further away. I think you might just have to think about it as it's going to be maybe 60-70% of those deals that you're going to get for a guy like Dustin May.
Well, yeah, he's a rental. Right. I mean, that's basically you just don't get as much for rentals.
Right.
But I think Heim Bloom and his group, I think they have a good eye for prospects. Mm-hmm. And who knows? They may get a prospect that you say, well, wait a minute, he's only the number 26 prospect in some team's organization. They may happen to love him, though, or something. So that's what happened with some of the guys they got last winter. So it's interesting. The other thing I would think about Nootbaar, there's a financial consideration. Because I don't think they're going to have a high payroll again next season.
Right.
You know, do you realize he makes just a little bit less? He basically makes the same in salary this year as Pete Crow Armstrong.
Yeah.
He does. And then next year at arbitration three, his salary will probably go up to about $7 million. Now, listen, I don't care what the Cardinals spend. It's not my money. But I just wonder whether Heim Bloom would look at that and say, you know, if we bring him back, I don't know that he's a $7 million a year player, and there's also the chance he'll get hurt again, which will also diminish his value again. So he's kind of a high risk guy. He really is, even though he is cute and he's got a great personality and he's adorable. He's very popular. He's as popular in Japan as he is in St. Louis. And what do you want me to say? I'm the bad person. That's okay. I'll play the role. It's fine.
Does anyone else say Nudie Patootie? Because I like that. I'm serious. Whenever everybody else says nude, I'm like Nudie Patootie.
You might be the only one until now.
I think it should catch on. Awesome.
Hey, maybe the
it's going to catch on just as we trade.
Yes. Maybe the Tarps Off crew can bust that
Nudie
out.
Nudie Patootie.
Well, if he stays, man, I hope that he puts a year together next year that everybody's been kind of waiting on. I mean, I ain't rooting against him, trust me. But he's been in the big league since 2021, you know, and it's kind of like he's not in this kid profile that the Cardinals talk about a lot.
That's right.
You know?
He's in the same spot that Donovan was when you traded Donovan.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Good point. How's Donovan done?
He's been hurt all year.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he's been decent when he plays. He's always good when he plays, but it's kind of the same thing Bernie was citing about Newt in the last few years, he just missed a lot of time, and it was fortunate the Cardinals traded him when they did.
Byrne, before we talk about Saliga, yes. I'm just curious about this. Give me a percentage off the top of your head that Gorman or Victor Scott II make it back to the majors at all, and percentage that they make it back to the majors with the Cardinals.
I actually think there's a good chance Gorman will make it back, and would it be before the end of the season? I don't know. But Gorman is having a really interesting experience there, and I know we don't have much time, because if you just look at the basic stats, you're like, oh my gosh, he's even worse down there. And he's drawing all kinds of walks, and I think that was a big part of what they wanted him to work on, pitch recognition. And His walk rate is huge at Memphis, and he's making better decisions. And what, you know, he's still redoing his whole swing. That takes time. I don't think they've given up on him, and I want everyone to understand when I say I don't think they've given up on him. I'm not saying, oh, they're counting on him. They're going to plug him back in. He's going to be their third baseman next year. I'm not saying that at all. I don't think they're ready to just cut the cord entirely.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. All I'm trying to say.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 250. Happy Friday to everybody. Sue Thomas is here. Trish Gazelle is here. And Trish, you found something?
Yes, I found an original Game Boy with a Tetris cartridge still in it.
Whoa.
In one of my mom's like boxes she had stored away. So I took it home. Got my AAA batteries out to see if it still worked.
Ooh.
And it does.
Wow.
Still works.
Wow. How many hours later did you look up from Tetris?
Yeah, I know. It's so different, though, playing on that old thing with the... I mean, it had to be one of the originals. So, like, that still worked. And then I was thinking of... I know. That's what I was thinking.
It's not much.
The oldest things you have that still work. I have a Cookie Monster, like... kind of stuffed animal-ish thing from when I was like 3, and you wind it up and it plays C is for Cookie, and that still works.
Okay, in my house that was built in 1968, in the wall is a toaster.
Built in
to the wall.
That's cool.
Trying to picture this.
Take a picture of this?
Yeah, I do. I'll show it to you.
Because does it stick out? Because you got to put the...
Okay. So here's the wall, and you just pull that down, and there's 4 toast things in it. And then you push it back up into the wall.
It's almost like a toaster oven.
No, it is a toaster.
And it still works.
It did. We moved in. I had toast for 4 weeks, and then it just...
Oh, no.
But it worked for a really long time. Now I've got to find someone in there. And I thought when we bought this place... Oh, yeah, because I said, when we redid the kitchen, I'm like, please don't touch the toaster. So the cabinet comes right up to it. But I think that if somebody were to fix it, they're going to have to tear up... You know what I mean? They're going to have to tear stuff up.
Worth it. Darn it.
And it might be. But that was the oldest thing until just weeks ago.
I've never seen that or heard of it.
Let me find it. All right, hang on. Keep going.
Remember those little handheld games we had? Oh, there was a racing game.
The football one.
Basketball.
I have racing and I have football. And when I was cleaning out my mom's stuff, I found them and put new batteries in them, and the racing one worked.
Oh, that's awesome. I don't know if I know what you're talking about exactly, but
it's a little before your time.
The one with the little car that's attached and the screen just moves a little bit. Yeah.
I mean, my dad also had, which I still have in storage, like a couple of Victrolas. That still works, and I mean that has to be 1800s or something. Mm-hmm. I would assume, but that's pretty cool. That's my stuff.
Looking for the toaster. Stand by.
I have a heater in my bathroom, like up in the ceiling, like attached to the light.
Huh?
That's really wonderful.
Like one of those red
heater
things?
Attached to the in the bathroom.
The heat lamp. Well, it's not a heat lamp. It just blows hot air. But it broke.
I lived somewhere once that had one of those
devastating
infrared
heat lamp things.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Did you think it was going to get you tan? I always think it's like, no, I do like mistakenly think those things. Let me sit under that for a while. It doesn't work.
And what is it you
put
do
your toast
in the shower? Story. You talk to yourself? Is that what you do?
I have. Yeah.
And you recorded it by accident.
And my Alexa picked it up. My Echo.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's rather big for a toaster.
Oh, it's 4. It's 4 slices, Trish.
Is there anything better than toast?
No.
Ooh, I do love me some toast.
I love some toast.
Pizza's better. That's
I
cool
like
looking.
Mine more on the burnt side. Although I do like some cinnamon and sugar toast, too. And if I don't have dessert sometimes and I'm scrounging for something sweet, I'll whip up some cinnamon toast.
Absolutely.
I have all the makings for that. Yeah. Why haven't I thought of that?
Such a good option.
Or honey.
It I like is.
If you really want it to be desserty, you can just load up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm.
I mean, it's so got good. All the dessert elements, right? It's got butter. It's got sugar.
Yeah.
Cinnamon.
Yeah. Mm.
It's great stuff.
Yeah.
This is great content.
Shut up.
I'm being serious.
No, you're not.
How many people are going to have cinnamon toast tonight just because they heard you say that?
I know one of them I'm going to. That sounds really good.
Some cinnamon toast, and nobody makes it better than your mom, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I make it better than my mom.
Shut up.
Everybody. Did he make a mom joke?
No, I said, do you know my mom?
Oh.
And then you said, no, not your mom.
My mom made the most garlic thing ever made. She would make garlic toast, and she would put it in the oven, butter it, pull it out, and just cover it with garlic salt.
Ooh.
Ooh.
It was terrible.
That's awful.
It was terrible.
Oh, so that was like your garlic bread?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
And so when I got older and someone was like, when we were eating, they were like, oh, we should get some garlic bread. I'm like, oh, God, no.
Pass.
And so then, she would put white bread in the oven.
Yes.
Butter on it. Yes. And then pour garlic salt on it.
That was it.
That's it.
I'll make it for you sometime.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.